Now, this is interesting, and at least I was interested in her attitude about that, because I ran a scan similar to the one of your cases on John Volker when he served in 57-59. It was interesting to me that, and maybe you would see something worth observing about this, that the machine turned up 84 cases where he wrote the majority opinion, and 14 dissents where either he wrote a dissent or a dissent. And when I did the same for your cases, and I've forgotten whether the total is entered in those sheets or not, but it came out something like, let's say, 89 to 75, or there was not that overwhelming ratio of what? Relative agreement. And yet, there was, there seemed to be an atmosphere of civility.
Yeah, there was a much greater atmosphere of civility than I've been given to understand the court had in previous years. What the reason was for, as I say, the only explanation I have for it is that perhaps we'd all learned that personal differences are transitory, and that it's real trouble that contributes to a court's problems and external forces and so forth, and that I guess there's an old saying that most appellate cases probably come out the way they ought to come out, you know, no matter how many dissents or that there may be filed. And I think that we had just learned that, and plus it was a very congenial group. I think we genuinely had an affection for each other. And I remember, I think at the start of this interview last time, I observed that Thomas Giles Kavanaugh once said that members of an appellate court are involuntary seatmates for a period of time. And so we sort of maybe all come to realize that we are here and we've got a job to do, and there is no point in injecting any kind of venom or unpleasantness into it. Do your job and don't go any farther than you have to in being unpleasant or rancorous.
Three of you had served on the Court of Appeals prior to coming. Did that have anything to do with it?
May well have, because that was a very harmonious operation, particularly in the early days. And Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, and Justice Levin and I, all three of us, had served on the Court of Appeals and had been in the formative period of it, and perhaps saw that an appellate court, granted a slightly different function and different means of sitting and things like that, could be a harmonious, pleasant atmosphere. And so there, as I say, the last few years it was a pleasant place to work.
I know in my role I would think of trying to project the idea for public relations reasons of a family court. I counted up one time the number of children and grandchildren that the members then sitting on the court had, and it was quite a
large number.
In the years of marriage, and there at that one time prior to the last of your service there were all of the justices had been married for a long time to their original spouse. Not only were there children and grandchildren, but there was a sense of stability in a family sense.
Yeah, that may have been our own personal mindsets or something that had something to do with it, too. It's hard to say.
Well, Justice Fitzgerald, I think this tape is about run out. Would you mind if I take a few snapshots very quickly? This is the end of the tape on October 8th, 1990.